What's happening, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Swag Talk. I'm your host, Charles Wells, a.k.a. C. Wells, coming at you. And we're going to continue our tour around the SWAC as we talk about the Alcorn State Braves today. Before we get started, let's go ahead and get all the socials and whatnot out of the way. Facebook.com/SWAC Talk, Instagram.com/SWAC Talk, and SWACTalk76@gmail.com is the email address. Also, Swag Talk is on YouTube, so you can go ahead and check out the YouTube page, Swag Talk Show. If you haven't done so already, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to that. Like the videos and share them. Hit that notification bell to be alerted to any video that I upload on the page. Also, if you want to support the show, show a little love, you can hit the Cash App, $/SwagTalk. All that out of the way, man. Let's go ahead and get with it. Alcorn. That's a name that everybody has been talking about because they did not play in the spring. So they now have an opportunity to step on the field for the first time since the 2019 season, in which they won their second straight SWAC championship. And now they're moving from the East Division to the West Division. So that's a whole nother can of worms in and of itself. This team is a team that a lot of people are expecting big things from. They were picked first by the SWAC Media Day, and now they have an opportunity to defend, although I guess you could say, depending on how you look at it, they get an opportunity to really step back on the field and make some things happen since they did not get to play in the spring. Alcorn is a team that's the definition of consistency. They've won SWAC East Division since 2014. They've obviously been to a couple Celebration Bowls, and they are a program that's, you know, they do what they do. They know what they want to do, and they're gonna do those things. They're not gonna get outside of themselves. They're gonna play physical on defense. They're gonna run the ball. And they're also, they're going to pass as well. This team, this last season really is probably one of the first years that they really have been more of a passing team. Alcorn has had a few good quarterbacks in this run, starting with John Gibbs Jr., Lenoris Footman, Noah Johnson, and now the trigger man, Felix Harper. These are all guys who are very capable of making some things happen, and they have weapons. If you look at Alcorn, what they did in 2019, we're not going to spend too much time on this. Felix Harper put on a show when he came in to fill in for Noah Johnson to the tune of 204 completions, 338 attempts, 33 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He went quite a while before he threw his first interception on the season. Completed 60% of his passes for 2,954 yards. 84 yards was his long average, 246 yards per game passing. Nico Duffy, freshman running back, 162 carries, 883 yards, 5.2 yards per carry, 6 touchdowns. Receiving, Chris Blair, who's no longer with the team, he's now working in the NFL, 44 catches, 931 yards, 21.1 yard per catch average, 7 touchdowns, 71 yard long. LaCharles Pringle, who's another guy who can make some plays, 48 catches, 828 yards, 17.2 yards per catch, 14 touchdowns. That's a guy, man. That's your guy. Juan Anthony also is a guy who can make some plays. Tim McNair, Akeem McNair. They have some weapons on offense. And they're going to continue to use those weapons on offense. Defensively, they did lose Quinterio Cole, who is one of their top defensive backs. He transferred to Louisville. But they still have some nice guys. Defensively, Alcorn is going to hit you. That's just all you need to know. You don't need to really explore too many more options than that. They're going to get in your face. They're going to hit you. And you better be ready for what they bring to you, because they are a very physical team and have been for a long time. They run block well. They play the run well. they can't, you know, they can be taken advantage of in some opportunities on a big play. But if they get their hands on you, then it's pretty much over. And that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of people are really sticking with what Alcorn is doing, because they know that this is a team who is gonna be there. They're gonna take advantage of what they have to do, and they're gonna play well. And you just have to, as an offense, you have to be ready for what they bring to you. As a defense, you already know what's coming your way, but you have to be ready for it. So, you know, looking at this team, there's not a lot to really say, you know, as far as what other people haven't already said. Alcorn, obviously, people are still high on this team. They haven't played a game since 2019, but they did practice in the spring. So they had their regular spring-type practice, and they did not have to get banged up in the spring with football. But a live-action game has been quite a while, so I think it's going to take some time for this team to get going. And I think that's where, if any hiccup comes with this team, I think it's going to happen early in the season, because they have to get their footing back under them. They open up their season on August 28th against North Carolina Central in the MEAC Swag Challenge. This, you know, obviously any other season, I wouldn't automatically pencil this as a win, but because this is their first game back in a long time, you know, it's going to be an interesting situation. North Carolina Central did not play in the spring as well, so that's a good sign for Alcorn to play against another team who did not play in the spring or in the fall, obviously. So they get to work out the kinks against a team who also is working out the kinks. I feel like Alcorn has the ability and the general talent to win this game. Coach McNair is always going to have those guys ready regardless. So I think this is a game that they will win. They have a week off, and then September 11th, they host Northwestern State. This is a must-win. Like, if I look at most of the FCS games that are on everybody's schedule this year, I'm looking at those games as must-wins. Now, I'm not saying all those games will be wins, but this is a must-win for Alcorn, because they let one get away from them at McNeese last year. So this is a game that they definitely need to take advantage of. They need to, you know, you need to set the tone for your season. Beating a team like Northwestern State is not, you know, it's obviously not, you know, the top dog in the Southland Conference or anything like that. But this is a team that you need to beat. You know, if you want to make a name for yourself, then you need to win games like this. You need to win these FCS regional games. And that's something I'm going to stress over and over, because you just cannot afford to go, you know, you just cannot afford to just win your conference games, and that's that. Because if you want to take that step, you need to win this game. And this team was not good at all last year. They went 1-5. They did play some close games, but they never really got blowed out in any of their losses. But they did go 1-5. Their largest margin of loss was 14 points. So this is a team that they don't score a lot of points, but they played fairly good defense. So it's going to be a tough affair. But I think Alcorn could win this game, and I'm going to go with Alcorn because they're playing at home and they definitely need this game. This team, Northwestern State, lost to the FCS champ, Sam Houston State, by 8 points. So they, you know, you can never count out a team like this, especially when they play on a SWAC opponent. They tend to get a little bit more hype to play these kind of games. So SWAC teams have to match that intensity, and I'm thinking Alcorn can do that. September 18th, they go to South Alabama. This team is not good at either, and this is a game that I know a lot of people are putting Alcorn as an upset candidate. They're putting South Alabama on upset alert. I'm leaning that way, but I'm not 100% that Alcorn will win this game. I think they have the capability to do so. A lot is going to obviously hinge on how the beginning of Alcorn season goes. If they come into this game 2-0, excuse me, then I think they stand a good chance in this game. If they come in 1-1, depending on how that one loss happens, then, you know, I still give them a fair chance. If they come in 0-2, then, you know, all bets off. I don't think they'll get blowed out, but right now I'm just not leaning 100% to them as a certain victory. I do think they can win, but I don't think right now I can't predict them to win with certainty. So I'm going to just throw an L out with an opportunity to change that to a W if I see fit. September 23rd, Thursday night, they go to Arkansas Pine Bluff in a big, big matchup, especially for Pine Bluff to get Alcorn at home. Alcorn should win this game. Pine Bluff's, you know, going to be a good team. I don't think they're the fifth place team in the division at all. So I think they're going to put up a fight at home. But I think Alcorn just brings another level of physicality and consistency to games that I just don't think a team like Pine Bluff will be able to consistently match. Pine Bluff has a lot to prove. I'm kind of nervous about them maybe playing outside of themselves this year because they really trying to prove a point. And Pine Bluff's been a program that hasn't had consistent success. So, they may lean a bit too hard on the disrespect card. But I'm going to go with Alcorn in that game. They get a week off. And actually, they get 2 weeks off. And then they come back on October 9th to take on Grambling at home. That's homecoming. Grambling's a wild card team. I don't know which way Grambling's going. I they picked Grambling third in the division. I don't really agree with that. But Grambling's a team that plays very well against Alcorn. They've historically matched up well with them. I don't know what Grambling is right now. So it's hard for me to really pick Grambling to win this game. I'm gonna go with Alcorn winning at home at homecoming to send the fans home happy. And keeping their role in the SWAC going. October 16th, they go to Itabena to take on Valley. Again, Valley's very tough at home. You're going to hear me say this every time Valley's name comes up on somebody's schedule. They stand up tall in their own yard. They definitely do. They put up a fight early the last time these two teams played in the Itabena, but Alcorn was able to pull away. This is another game I think that might be close early, but I really see that offense clicking against Valley and wearing their defense down and Valley not really being a super-duper threat. But it's going to be a close game for a while. I think Alcorn will pull away. October 23rd, Alcorn stays on the road. They go to Houston to take on Texas Southern. Again, a team that I don't think matches up well with Alcorn right now, maybe a couple years from now, but right now I don't see it happening. Alcorn will get that W. October 30th, they go to Baton Rouge as they continue their road trip to take on Southern. Again, I say this all the time, and I'll keep saying it until it changes. Until Southern can prove to me that they can beat Alcorn, then I'm not going to ever pick Southern to win. Now, obviously, I'm a Southern fan, so I'm not going to go into the game as a fan and watch this game believing Southern can't win. And as a prognosticator, I don't feel like Southern can't win. But I'm on that show me slate. So Alcorn, until Southern proves that they can beat them, I'm gonna roll with Alcorn. Alcorn just has a way of coming out against Southern and doing what they need to do. They've been very, very light-handed against Southern, taking the ball away from them multiple times in the last few games. So that's been the key. Turnovers has been the key in this matchup. So unless Southern can limit their turnovers, then Alcorn will find another way to win this game. Right now, I'm leaning to Alcorn, but like I said, Southern's going to have to prove it to me for me to go the other way. November 6th, Alcorn continues on the road as they go to Daytona to take on Bethune-Cookman. Again, that's a long trip. You go from Baton Rouge to Lorman is a short trip, then back to Lorman. And then to Daytona. So this could be a road weary team. This is their fourth game in a row on the road. If there's any game that I think that they may slip up on, I would pick this one. I think a lot of people are sleeping on Bethune-Cookman. I don't think they're the fifth place team in the East. Some people think that they are going to get beat by Valley. Some people think they're worse than Valley. I don't see how that happens. I don't see how that's possible. But this is a dangerous game for Alcorn. Bethune-Cookman has been waiting to get Alcorn back in Daytona. The last time they matched up, the game got canceled due to weather, so they've been waiting for this matchup. And this is going to be a tough task for Alcorn coming off of three other games on the road in a row. So this is a I can't label it a trap game because the following game is not a huge game, but this is a game that's going to take some navigating. If I did pick them to slip, I would pick this game outside of them losing to Southern. But if I pick them to beat Southern, then I think they may lose this game. And this is a game that I'm going to pick them to lose right now. Obviously, subject to change when the season gets going. November 13th, they host Prairie View. Again, this is a game that can be tough. Prairie View, we don't know exactly what they have. Defensively, they're going to be strong. They do have some big losses on defense, but I think the defense is still going to be the key to this team. But I think Alcorn, I have enough to get by them because I don't think Prairie View is going to be explosive enough to maintain with Alcorn. November 20th, they go to Jackson to take on Jackson State. And this is one of those games that I've been wavering back and forth. I can honestly see either team winning this game. I've said time and time again that if Jackson State gets rolling by late season, then it's going to be hard to beat them. And I've pretty much predicted them to be rolling by the end of the season. I think they beat Alcorn. If Jackson's playing well, I think they beat Alcorn. If Jackson's not playing the best, then I'm definitely going to go with Alcorn. Right now, you know, it's all speculation, but I'm going to pick Jackson State to win this game. And that's going to give Alcorn a record in my predictions of 8-3. Two SWAC losses, which I think will be enough to get them in the SWAC championship, which once you get there, all bets are off. They showed that they can do whatever they need to do and get in the championship and win. So, you know, not losing that last game may not necessarily be a big factor once you get into the actual championship game. So I think Alcorn will make it through the East Division. Obviously, if I had to pick games, that I think are games that are type toss-up type games. In the league, I would go Southern, Bethune-Cookman, and Jackson State. I think those are the three games that I can see them losing either all three, one of the three, or two of the three, or even none if they're playing, you know, really well, if the team, you know, is able to gel from the long layoff. Obviously, the most important game as far as perception goes is the Northwestern State game. The South Alabama game is a bonus if they can find a way to pull that off. Other than that, like I said, they have a four-game road trip in the middle of the season. For them, luckily, two of the four games are not against top teams in the division. They're against both bottom dwellers in the division, so that's a positive. Although, you know, anything can happen on the road, but I think that's a positive. Having to go to Baton Rouge and Daytona back-to-back weeks is going to be tough. With a game against Prairie View and a game against Jackson following those games. The end of their season is tougher than the beginning as far as SWAC play goes. So I would say the best case scenario with Alcorn, I would say would be 10-1 if everything falls into place. I don't see them losing more than three games. If they lose four games, then something happened catastrophic. I think this team is going to be good enough to lose no less than three games. So my prediction is their worst case scenario. And I expect Alcorn to play some good football once they get going. I think the most important factor on the season is how well they handle this long layoff that they've had. Playing against a team like North Carolina Central, who didn't play in the spring, is definitely going to be a huge plus for them. And, you know, a team like Northwestern State, who is not that good, that gives them an opportunity to have a team that they may be able to beat at home in the non-conference. So I like Alcorn's schedule. I'm not really a fan of those four games in a row on the road, although I understand why all four of those games, or three of those four games, are happening on the road in a row because the opt-out, they lost. They had three road games scheduled. and those three road games are now being turned into road games again. So that kind of hurts them. If they can navigate that four game stretch and then come into the end of the season playing well, I like their chances. And Alcorn, I think, will live up to their division championship prediction. And we'll see how they do. I really think Felix Harper is going to put on a show this year. A guy like LaCharles Pringle is going to look good. Nico Duffy, obviously, is a name that you need to look out for. Bolton is another guy running back. They're going to play some good football. And I think Coach McNair is going to have these guys ready, and they'll take care of business. So that's going to do it for today's show. We will be back with another edition of SWAC Talk, around the SWAC previews, as we head to Daytona to talk about the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats, some of the new kids on the block. Don't forget, today we have a YouTube video dropping, also covering Alcorn State, so be sure to check that out. And with that being said, man, I'm out of here. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week, and we'll see you guys on Sunday with another edition of SWAC Talk Podcast. We're out.